Dogs and cats in San Mateo County, California, may be breathing a little easier these days. They may be breathing, period, thanks to a new program to outfit all the fire departments in the county with oxygen masks designed for pets. The idea came from the local Humane Society, which raised money to buy the masks. And among those whose job it is to stretch mask over snout or whisker is Ken Musso, the assistant fire chief in Burlingame, California. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
I understand you have had an occasion to use the mask at least once so far. Can you tell us what happened?
We received the masks a few months ago, and I heard a call come in for a fire in the neighboring city. And in this fire, I heard the battalion commander at the scene say that one of the firefighters has just brought out a dog that is down. And that's a term that we use in the fire service when somebody or an animal is unconscious. We refer to them as being down.
So you knew you had an unconscious dog up there.
That's correct. So when I got to the scene, there were some people with a little chihuahua out front.
Oh, a little dog.
A very little dog, and he was very limp. So we took the mask and applied it to the dog's snout. And in a short period of time later, the dog, obviously, if you know what a chihuahua is, became very nervous and started to realize his surroundings and said, you know, I don't know if I'm real comfortable with all this, but I think we all had a good feeling knowing that it was at least alive.
Huh, he didn't like having that mask on, I suppose.
No, not at all. In fact, we've done demos with my own little Lhasa Apso. They don't like having it on, but people don't necessarily like having the mask on either.
But it saved his life, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it certainly went a long way towards bringing him around.
Now, you have a number of different sizes of masks, depending on the size of the pet, and I would imagine he was using the smallest one.
That's correct. We actually have 4-size masks, and with these masks, it allows us to completely seal the nose and snout so that we can actually force oxygen into their lungs. And before, all we could really do was just hold the human masks out in front of the dog and hope that if there was some breathing taking place that there would be some oxygen exchange.
Mr. Musso, is this a common thing that you would go to a fire and you may be able to rescue the people, but there are oftentimes pets who just don't make it out?
But oftentimes there are pets who don't make it out. And one of the reasons is they get scared and hide. We had a fire in another neighboring city in Hillsboro, and we extinguished the fire, which took some time, and at the end of that time, when someone finally said, well, let's lift up this garage door and get it out of the way, out sprang this black cocker spaniel who had been hiding under there for that entire 2-hour period.
And it sounds like he didn't need a mask. He was springing out on his own.
Okay.
How often do you think you'll have occasion to use the masks?
Countywide, where there's probably close to a 500,000 people, I would imagine maybe 10 or 12 times a year.
And you think that's enough to justify the expense?
Yeah, the expense really isn't very much. I think the masks are $300 or something like that. And you know what? The other thing that is so important here, it is so popular with the public because pets, dogs, cats are so close to humans that everyone really cares about them.
Mr. Musso, have you checked on how that chihuahua is doing?
The last we heard, it was doing just fine.
Ken Musso, thanks for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Ken Musso is assistant fire chief in Burlingame, California, one of the places in San Mateo County where fire crews now carry oxygen masks for pets.